Blog Talk Radio.
That was Tennessee Ernie Ford singing Faith of Our Fathers, the faith we shall hold on to, the faith of the living God, true faith, ancient faith, the faith of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and all the heroes of Israel and all of the fathers of the ancient church. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Hope you're doing well on this Tuesday. It's a rainy Tuesday, and it's a great Tuesday because you know what happens on Tuesday at 6:55 p.m. We're on the air. We're on our conference call. We're all huddled together. We're all gathered together to seek the Lord. Tonight is our prayer meeting, and I hope you will be attending. Don't forget to join us each and every Tuesday. You know, it's an hour and a half. You get a half hour of wonderful instructions. You got to admit, Sister Linda Hart does a great job of giving us three subjects in that half hour. Three subjects. She teaches on three different things. So, and don't forget to read your Finney book, Finney, chapter 15. Don't forget to read for tonight. It's going to be a glorious night of prayer. And our prayer meeting is growing. It indeed is growing. And in the beginning, we had some people from POW helping us out. We had Reverend Donna, and we had Who else was on the line with us praying? Dr. G was on the line. And so Dr. G, Reverend Donna, they're gone. They no longer pray. And there were some others that were helping us pray. The last of the Mohicans of that group, POW, is Pastor Brenda Sims. And but we filled up those holes. Those, you know, we didn't have enough people to pray. Now we have more than enough, and we're rotating them. The prayer meeting is growing, and we're steady. We're a steady, powerful prayer meeting, and the Lord is with us when we gather. So join us tonight. Call somebody. Ask them, when was the last time you were at prayer? Call them. Call them. Remind them. Make it part of your ministry to encourage a brother, a sister to join us for prayer. Everybody needs prayer. And especially when we seek the Lord together. And there's many things to pray for today. Well, we're back in Romans chapter 16. We're starting to look at verse number 11. So let's turn our Bibles to Romans 16. We're going to start again reading verse 1, and we'll stop at verse 11, which is our key verse, Romans 16. Thus beginneth the reading of God's holy word.
Romans 16. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaenetus, who is the firstfruit of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Aristobulus' household. Salute Herodian, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord.
So the person we are studying today is Herodian. Salute Herodian, my kinsman. Heavenly Father, again we turn to you as we turn to your word to be instructed, to be blessed, to be encouraged, to be enlightened, to be taught, to be educated, to be built up in the faith. Help us, O Lord, as we turn to your word, as we turn to Romans 16:11. Speak to us today, encourage us, we pray, in Jesus' wonderful name. Holy Spirit, bring illumination to the text. Make it plain for us. Give us truth. Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Salute, and you know what that means, hug and kiss and pour the sugar on. Herodian, Herodian, love on him for me. I can imagine when this letter was first read, I can see now the Church of Rome gathered in one big location and the people having been told by Phoebe, here's this letter from Paul, and I can just see their faces now as they get to chapter 16 and the reader begins to name the people whom Paul is greeting and saluting with much love. I can see them saying, oh, he mentioned me. He remembered me. He thought of me as the Holy Ghost was on him to write. as he was being inspired by the Holy Spirit to document this letter for years and centuries to come, my name is mentioned. God wrote down my name in this book. The Holy Ghost inspired him. I can just imagine the joy they had in knowing that their labor for God was never in vain. That not only is it recorded in the epistle to the Romans, but whatever you do for the Lord, my precious brothers and sisters, it is recorded in heaven. God will reward you according to your works. So here Paul salutes Herodian. Who is this Herodian? There's not much on him. Just like there's a lot of speculation as to who is Aristobulus. There's much speculation. You know, we don't know who these people are. Was he a brother of Barnabas? Was he a son of the head? We don't know. We don't have any clear-cut way to go. We just have theories. The same thing with this Herodian. Who is this Herodian? Well, some will simply say, well, he was a Christian whom Paul saluted, whom Paul says was his kinsman. In other words, Herodian was a fellow Jew. For the word kinsman in Greek is sun genus. Soon meaning together and genus gene pool. In other words, Paul and Herodian come from the same gene pool. They're both from Jewish stock. They come from the Jewish nation. They are nation brothers, if you will. His name, Herodian, means conqueror of heroes, conqueror of heroes. It also means valiant. So you can go both ways. Well, why did you name your son Herodian? Well, because we wanted him to be valiant. Another person will say, well, I like the other rendering. The other rendering for Herodian is conqueror of heroes, conqueror of champions, the champion of champions, if you will. So that's what his name means. Now, some have also speculated that this Herodian, being a Jew, is a person that we could basically say is twice Paul's kinman. For example, if he's a fellow Jew like Paul, then, of course, naturally, he is Paul's kinsman. They're from the same country. If you remember back when we had Bob Borsch's bake sale, remember that beautiful day? We were having this bake sale to raise funds for Bob Borsch. Well, lo and behold, I get there, and Bob Borsch introduces me to his Puerto Rican son-in-law, a guy who lives in Amsterdam, New York. He's married to Bob's daughter, if memory serves me correct. And so the Puerto Rican brother and I, we began to talk in Spanish. And I was asking him, where you're from? And he was asking me where I'm from. And we were carrying on a conversation, talking about the island, talking about the weather, talking about the history of the island. We had a great time. I was there standing on 20 Center Street by those tables with a fellow kinsman. We're both Puerto Ricans. So, but that said, we both come from the same gene pool or tribal family. But the second thing is that Bob's son-in-law, this Puerto Rican, is also saved. So he's doubly my kinsman. Why? Because his citizenship is in heaven and my citizenship is in heaven, and we're both on our way to heaven. So we're natural kinsmen and we are spiritual kinsman. And this is what Paul says about Herodian. He says, listen, this guy is my kinsman two times. He's my kinsman according to the flesh, and he's my kinsman in Christ Jesus. That's what he's saying. He greet Herodian, my kinsman. Now, again, we don't know who this Herodian is. Paul just simply says we're from the same family tribe. We come from the same human branch. If you look at the family tree, the family tree of humanity, where all the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve come from, well, there's a Jewish branch. And Paul says Herodian and I are apples, if you will, or pears, or plums from the same branch. But also it is believed by some that Herodian is a slave name. And he's called Herodian because he was a slave, the Herod family. But the reason why he's being greeted separately from the household of Aristobulus, remember, one theory is that this Aristobulus here could be the grandson of Herod the Great, who lived and died in Rome. And so Paul, in verse 10, salutes the house of Aristobulus. And that household is made up of slaves and employees that came from his house. But here in verse 11, and this is why I believe the theory is plausible, in verse 11 he follows up with Herodian. Herodian being a name of a former slave that belonged to the Herod family, but who now has been able to purchase his freedom, and so now he's a free man. He's a free man. And that's why he's greeted separately from those of the household of Aristobulus. And that's plausible because in verse 10, he talks about that group. And then in verse 11, immediately after verse 11, he talks about Herodian. So we won't know till we get to heaven. We won't know. We won't be able to sort this out. But Paul greets him. And what I want to take from this, what I want to take from today's study is that, you know, Paul, if you go back to Romans 9, let me take you back to Romans 9. Because Paul is quietly evangelizing his nation. Now remember, Paul, when he writes in Romans 1, in fact, let me take you to Romans 1 before I take you to Romans 9. I want to show you something here. Romans 1. And in Romans 1, starting at verse number 16, Romans 1:16, it says, are you with me, Romans 1:16? Okay, I want you to see this. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, also to the Greek or the Gentile. So Paul's practice, whenever Paul evangelized, whenever Paul got to a city, he witnessed to his kinsmen first. He witnessed to the Jews first. Well, why to the Jews? Well, because Christ is the Jewish Messiah. And the Jews would have a better footing on the gospel because they have the Old Testament. So it would be easier to get them to see that Christ is indeed the Son of God. And so Paul always started out with the Jew first. And once he was done with the Jewish population, whether they accepted him or rejected him, then he would go to the Greeks. Now remember also that Paul is the apostle to the Greeks or to the Gentiles, while Peter is the apostle to the circumcision or the Jews. That said, Paul always evangelized his kinsmen first in hopes that they would become his kinsmen again in a spiritual way. So now turn with me to Romans 9. Romans 9, starting at verse 1. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed for Christ, for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Paul says, listen, if I was able to make a trade with Jesus, if I was to say to Jesus, listen, send me to hell and save my kinsmen, I would make that trade. Now, we know that's not a trade that will ever be made. That's not the way God works this thing out. Because if that was the case, then parents who are saved would say to God, hey, send me to hell, but save my son Johnny. Don't let Johnny go to hell. I'd rather go to hell in his place. And God would not make that kind of a deal. God is not a deal maker. But Paul says, if it were possible, if this was something that could be done, oh, I would make the trade very easily. I would save the nation. I would save my kinsmen. I would rather that they would go to heaven and that I would go to hell. That's how much I love them. So here Paul greets Herodian, because again, he is one of those Jews who was not saved, who was on his way to eternal damnation, but God snatched him out of that fiery, burning lake of fire. He was snatched there. He was redeemed. He was saved. And so now Paul rejoices in the fact that he's my kinsman to the second power. He's my kinsman also spiritually. We're going to leave it there. And listen, if you are from another country, let's just say that you are an American, but your family is of Ukraine descent, or you're from Poland, or you're from Ireland, or you're from Germany, or whatever, have a burden for your people. You know, America is a melting pot. And so I have a burden for Puerto Ricans. I pray for them. I pray for their salvation. I pray that they would come to Christ in great numbers. So wherever you're from whatever, if you're from Jamaica, pray for the Jamaicans that they would be saved. If you're from Haiti, pray for the Haitians to be saved. Well, I'm a Haitian American. Okay, but you know that you're stock. You're from Haitian stock. Pray for your people. Be like Paul. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that my kinsmen would be saved. Let that be your prayer. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about Narcissus' household. Who is this man? And who are those that belong to his house? And why is Paul saluting them? I leave you again with the great Tennessee Ernie Ford and one of his classic hymns. Don't forget, Saints, tonight, 6:55 p.m. Get on early. Get on at 6:50. Get on 5 minutes before. Hear the music. I play wonderful music. I play this kind of music. It'll minister to your heart. And then be prepared. Read your chapter tonight, chapter 15. Have your Bibles there ready. Have your coffee, if you're going to have coffee, if you're sitting at the dining room table and you're listening to the prayer meeting, just be there ready, spiritually ready to receive what God has in store for us. God bless you tonight. Bless you.
One sweetly solemn thought comes to me o'er and o'er. I'm nearer home today than I. than I have been.